Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for a brand new week of inner work. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Self Care Daily. I hope you're feeling great today and that you're so excited about this week ahead. I'm here with a topic and an intention for the week that is absolutely inspired by some work I've done over the weekend. We have a little barn right next to our house that has somehow become the dumping ground for all things we don't know what to do with. And I know we each have that place in our homes and in our lives, both mentally and physically in our homes. So you have that closet, right, where you just put things that you don't really know where they belong, or that drawer in the hallway table where just everything that's a little bit scattered just somehow ends up there, or that shed in your backyard, or maybe it's your garage, or it's a basement, or an attic, or a room in your home. We all create and gather clutter. It's just part of being a human. It's not necessarily even a bad thing or something we should judge ourselves about. It's just life. What I did this weekend is I actually decided to step into the mess of this barn and do the really big work of absolutely cleaning it out and organizing it. Now, I'm not even halfway done. This is a really big project, but I have to tell you, I had an absolutely spiritual experience of feeling so light as I started doing this work. And I'm really thinking about how the clutter in these areas of our lives absolutely represents clutter in areas of our minds and hearts that maybe we haven't felt ready to air out and deal with. So what if we could make cleaning out and organizing our lives into a spiritual practice? What if that closet that you have, or that drawer, or that garage, or basement, or barn, or whatever it is, what if it actually represents something that you are carrying with you in your thoughts and in your feelings, in your emotional body, and in your mental state that is weighing you down and making you feel cluttered and anxious and all over the place? What if we can actually make the practice of cleaning out these physical areas into our lives represent a spiritual cleanse? An emotional cleanse, and really start to deal with these parts of ourselves that we don't really want to look at. I think there is something so powerful about feeling structured and organized in our lives, and we know how much a mess can just absolutely weigh us down.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So this week, I want us to get organized and to clean out an area of our lives, which we have done here on the show many times before. But I really want to do that inner work of aligning a spiritual cleanse with that physical cleanse, of getting some clarity around what that mess actually represents. How does it accumulate? Why do we gather so much stuff in our lives? Why do we keep buying things that maybe we don't always need? What does it actually mean? And can we have that process of cleaning something out actually help us become lighter mentally, spiritually, emotionally as well? So this is inner and outer work happening at the same time. And I just have a feeling it can be really transformational if we go all in. So can I make organizing my life into a spiritual practice? That's the question we are answering this week. You can get a jump start on the work that we're going to do by just taking a moment here now to tune into where in your life you feel cluttered. What is that physical representation of clutter in your life? And where is that mental representation of the clutter? Where do you feel cluttered on the inside? Where do you hold judgmental, anxious, stressed out thoughts? And does it feel a little bit similar to stepping into that room or that closet in your home? Let's spend some time just contemplating this today, and I'll be back with a deeper practice tomorrow.